Hey, Falcons fans, we are here with our newly drafted Mr. Keon O'Neal, former Florida Gators, now an Atlanta Falcon, 17th pick. You've been here for a little bit. We're in Flower Branch right now. So how does it feel? You've taken the tour. You've seen everything. How does it feel to finally be at your new home?
It's amazing. You know, going through this process, you know, it can get stressful. It can get a little draining. But just getting it all over with and just finding out where you're going to be for a pretty good while, you know, it's exciting, and I'm really happy to be here.
Talk about when you got that call and you hear Thomas Dimitroff, then you get to talk to Coach Quinn, and then at the end of the call you get to talk to the owner, Arthur Blank. What was that feeling like? I've been a part of it before. I got drafted in the seventh round, but you're in a different world right now. You're a first round guy. What was that call and what's that feeling like?
It's surreal. Like, it's so hard to explain. Like, just sitting there, you know, your nerves are killing you, and then you see your phone ringing, and then you answer the call, and it's a team wanting you, you know, wanting you to be a part of that organization, and it brought me to tears. You know, it was an emotional moment for me and my family. It was a special time.
How was the preparation going from your last game in Florida to getting ready for the combine, your pro day, and then now to this moment? What was that all preparation, all that like for you?
Just staying grounded and continuing to work, you know, figuring out where you're going to train and just training, staying in shape and staying on top of everything, not taking a day off and just embracing the moment, taking it day by day and embracing every single day.
A lot of scouts had a lot of adjectives to describe the type of player you are. I'm going to give you a few. Some called you a grinder. Some say you play with a major attitude. Some called you a real thumper. What do you think about some of the things that people say when they say Keon O'Neal play? What do you think about some of that stuff?
I agree. I'm a competitor, and that's what this team's about, competing. And that's why I fit this mold perfectly. I'm a competitor. I love to play the game the way it should be played. I'm just a fierce player. You know, I love the game.
This staff, Coach Quinn and his staff, used the word versatility when they talked about you. Some of the stuff you can do. Everybody knows you can come down in the box. They see you put your hat on people and hit people pretty hard, but you also take pride in your coverage skills, and we know there are a lot of different good tight ends in this league and slot receivers. Talk about taking pride in being not only just a guy who can hit people, but cover as well.
Of course, you want to be versatile, and that's what we were at Florida. We didn't have a strong or a free. We had a right and left, and at times I was a strong, at times I was a free. So, you know, that versatility, and I give credit to Coach Muschamp and T-Rob for really doing that with me and the other safeties and helping us out with that and teaching us pretty much everything we know, you know, as far as, like, details and things like that. But versatility is huge, and, you know, them complimenting me with that, I agree with it.
And you talk about the details, and I play quarterback, so the bigger part of the game was mental for us, trying to make sure, you know, we had everybody on the same page, and you playing safety, being a guy who has to do the mental part of the game as well. Talk about you preparing for that part of the game as well, being mentally as well as physically prepared for what's coming up. Because I know as QBs, we will always try to find out where's that rookie safety, where's that rookie linebacker, try to expose him. Talk about the mental part and you preparing for that coming up.
Mm-hmm. You got to study film. You got to understand your opponent. You got to really lock in on what they do, tendencies, little things that quarterbacks like yourself, you know, do. You know, they always have them. You know, they're going somewhere, they're going to, you know, look that way, they're going to, you know, look the opposite way to go that way. You know, just little things like that they do. Just and that goes with watching film and studying the opponent.
Everybody watched the draft and saw you and your family on the red carpet, and your brother played 7 years. Talk about the support of your family throughout all this and also throughout your career.
I got an amazing support system. My two-parent home, my parents have supported me since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, every middle school, high school game, home and away, they were in the stands, you know, supporting me. Basketball, track, you name it, they were there. So it was really cool. And to go to my brother, you know, he played in the league. He played 7 years, so he gave me a lot of insight about, you know, this organization and you know, how to survive.
Right.
So it's pretty cool having that support system, you know, with my family.
That's awesome. A lot of people coming into the draft, they talk about the character of players and how they're doing things off the field as well as on the field. You're one of those guys who everybody talked of, high character guy. And I know that means a lot to you. Talk about, you mentor a special young lady. And I want you to talk about that for a moment. Give the fans a little insight about the young lady that you mentor.
So there's a girl named Sydney in Gainesville. Like every time I get a chance to, I go to this place called Sydney Lanier, and it's a school for kids with mental illnesses, like schizophrenia and all that stuff. And every time I get a chance to, I go there and make sure I see her and spend time with her. Like after pro day and everything, you know, I went there and all that, and then I went back down south to train. And I had a workout on the 19th and up to the 25th before I went up to Chicago. Right. You know, I was there like every day, just hanging out with her and everything. So.
That's awesome. What motivates Ken O'Neal, man? What gets you going, especially to get ready for a game?
Just my passion. Yeah. You know, you got to have passion for the game. If you don't have passion, I mean, you can't really get pumped up for it. I mean, people can get pumped up for the, like, you know, the money and all that stuff. But, you know, the love for the game is something different about it. And that's what I have. You know, I just love the game.
Yeah. When Falcons fans see you on Sundays, and what kind of player do you want them to see in Ken O'Neal when he steps out to the field on Sundays, and how you think you fit into this scheme that Coach Quinn has implemented already?
Like I mentioned earlier, a competitive group, a competitive team, and I'm a part of it. I'm a competitor. I mean, I love to compete, and that's what this team's about. Yeah. And, you know, the physical presence, you know, they want to bring that back. You know, a lot of teams want to bring that back, that physical nature. And, you know, I have that. I have that tone-setting ability. So, you know, that's what I'm bringing to the table, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it.
I heard somebody ask you, you know, who do you mold your game after? And, you know, you kind of said, it's me. You know, I see myself, and I do my own thing, but, you know, you mentioned guys like Sean Taylor and Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. What are their games do you take from their games to try to put in yours?
Their versatility. Like Cam, for instance, you know, he's a guy who's a tone setter. He can hit you. He can knock your head off, but he can also cover.
Right.
You know, he can cover tight ends. He can cover the zone. He can cover the flats, things like that. You know, just his versatility and his relentlessness, like me.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like Earl Thomas who focus on the details, who, like, attacks. Like, he's in the middle of the field, but he's running the lane, you know, before the ball's even handed off because he knows, just studying film and knowing those little details, just seeing the little small things like the tackle, you know, light on his hand, the tackle, heavy on his hand, you know, just little things like that. And Sean Taylor, you know, the name speaks for itself. You know, he's a beast, man. He was a beast.
Well, Keanu, we're looking forward to having you here. I think everybody's excited about the pick, man. Obviously, me being a Bulldog, I've watched you for a while, especially playing against my dogs. So we glad to have you here as a Falcon, man. You're part of the family now, and I'm sure the Falcon fans are really excited to have you a part of the team. And I wish you nothing but luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.